Those shootings came soon after a number of key city officials in Ferguson, including the police chief, resigned following that sharply critical Justice Department report. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, it may take more than shuffling personnel for this beleaguered city to move forward.
What a week it's been in Ferguson, Missouri. Every day, another shoe dropped. The municipal court judge on Monday, the city manager on Tuesday, and the police chief on Wednesday. And early this morning, two police officers were shot while monitoring a protest. It's a mixture of events that St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar aptly summarized this morning.
But you know, we started off with a court clerk, and then it went to, you know, two police officers. That went to the city manager. Now we're dealing with the chief who has stepped down. And it just kind of seems like that is always in the public, always in somebody's mind right now.
This turbulent week marks just the latest jolt for a town rocked by months of discord over Michael Brown's shooting death. The Justice Department report accused the city's government of fostering a racially biased culture of revenue-focused policing. Ferguson residents like Tony Rice are taking stock of what the departures mean for his town. He was outside Ferguson City Hall yesterday before the city's mayor announced that Police Chief Tom Jackson was leaving. For Rice, the resignations amount to both vindication for protesters and hope for residents.
I believe most of these city officials were the barrier. There was a barrier between City Hall and the residents, and there was something in between that we just could not connect.
Few people here see this week's events as an end to the town's troubles. There remain a number of outstanding questions for city leaders, including how fully to comply with the report's recommendations. Brian Fletcher is Ferguson's former mayor and the head of a business booster group called I Love Ferguson. After this week's spate of resignations, he's hoping for a breather.
The city itself is larger than any one or two or three or four individuals. What's important is that the city itself moves forward and serves its people and the community, and that we have the trust and respect of the entire community.
The cost of compliance could force Ferguson to dissolve its police department, which would result in the city contracting with the St. Louis County Police Department. But that's not a popular option among either city officials or protesters who clash with county police during last year's protests. Then there's the city's racial divide, which appears to have widened over the past 7 months. That was evident at this week's city council meeting, where residents clashed verbally over both blame and responsibility.
First of all, I'd like to say that a lot of people in this room owe Darren Wilson an apology. The same justice report that you're basing all your opinions on cleared him 100%.
The bottom line, the truth did come out.
And he's an innocent man. You know what? I didn't interrupt any of you.
That's Suzanne Schmidt, a white Ferguson resident. And that exchange could highlight how difficult healing will be here. But Derek Robinson, who's with Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, sees this week's events as a reason for optimism. He thinks Ferguson can make progress, but only if the new hires take a different approach.
I think there's a promising future, but the leadership has to be corrected. And as the chancellor said, the whole damn system is guilty as hell. So because that whole damn system is guilty, we got to replace the system.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles says his city is embarking on a nationwide search to fill the vacant positions. And just who answers that call could determine the destiny of a troubled city with an uncertain future. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.